Here's Nadine. Hi, Nadine.
Hi. Hi. Thank you, Rachel. Hi, Jordan. How are you? I hear you working.
Oh, I'm driving right now.
Oh, you're driving? Okay.
I'm always.
Always working and driving?
Always working, yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, the bill's got to get paid, right? It's a pleasure to meet you. Pleasure to meet you, Jordan. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. You've been talking here with Rachel, and I know she was going over the basics of the program. Just taking a look through the notes that she sent over to me, she mentioned you've been in business now 3 years, and it looks like your targeted area is a 50-mile radius. Is that correct for potential business?
Yeah, if we could move that down to 30, probably that'd be better.
That would be better.
50's fine. We'll just leave it at 50 and see what happens, right? Like, if it gets too much, I'll just...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then, so I do see that she did put in parentheses 30 miles. So, depending on the job, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, she noted you don't have a website. What about Facebook?
Yeah, I haven't made one yet for Facebook either.
Okay. No worries. And is it just strictly painting, residential and commercial, or are there other services that you offer aside from that?
So I also do bathtub refinishing.
Oh, okay.
And I also do, like, handyman repairs and stuff.
Oh, very nice. Okay. And some handyman repairs. Okay. Perfect. Well, Jordan, the reason that we're reaching out to you today is because of this listing that just opened up, and we're really looking for a company that's a good fit. What qualified you is because when we search for your company by name, there's no negative reviews out there. I know you've been in business 3 years now. There's a little bit of online presence. I think I saw a couple of directories, Bizipedia popped up, Angie's List. But again, no negative reviews. I think we could at least agree for the most part that you provide a quality service to your clients, right? At the very least, we agree on that. And so that's really the type of company we're looking to work with. So once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we actually close out the category. What that would mean is that we don't work with anyone else in your territory who's offering the same services. This is just to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Okay.
Now, the way that we set up our programs here, they're set at a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts. So you would not be charged per call, per job, or per click. Keeping in mind that they're going to be live calls coming directly to you. Once you're found on the first page of Google, it's a click to call. Okay? So I'm going to bring you in at our new in business rate. What you would be looking at, Jordan, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, month to month. Now, what this would include for you is first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We submit you to our popular directory submission, Yelp, Apple Maps, and we build your business Facebook page. On Facebook, we're going to run Facebook ads. When someone performs that search on Google for your services, then they happen to go to Facebook, they're looking at pictures or stories, that's when they would be retargeted with your ad. This is also going to help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Once they click on your ad, Jordan, they are calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. We would include a website for you as well. I'm sure you've been taking some pictures of your work, right, that you've done in the past?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So the photos, we're going to showcase them also on your website. Even if you took videos, we can upload videos on there too. We write a biography about your company. It has the automatic SEO settings as well. They can even, if you wanted them to schedule appointments with you through the website, they can. We could set it up like that. But this website, we'll build it, host it, and maintain it. excuse me, and we'll attach it where your business is listed. And then we cover the mobile platform. Whenever someone's using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they would still find you listed on the first page. This particular package, our Platinum package, is pretty much covering all of your bases, but we offer it to you at $249 a month, month to month.
Okay. What would my web address be?
Well, and that's a great question. So I know when we're selecting a domain, because we buy the domain, we don't charge you for it, right? They select a domain that's closest to your business name. So whether it's a firstcallpainting.com, .org, .net, but they find one that's closest to your business name. Okay? So I know that they can kind of run by you that, you know, the ones that they have available, and then you can select which one you would want. They would let you know, like, okay, what's available. And that's conducted during your client interview. Now,
okay,
to really paint the picture for you, though, Jordan, if someone's looking for, obviously, interior painting, painting contractor, I mean, they're going to find you listed right on the first page, okay, right away. However, again, if they're also looking for other services that you offer, like bathtub refinish, right, maybe handyman repairs, when they type in these keywords, too, they're going to also be able to find you listed on the first page. And I say this because you can use multiple keywords just as long as they're the services that you offer, okay? The beauty, however, of our program is that it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. You're not just taking our word for it that it works. So you're going to be able to see the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search, as well as how many phone calls you received. Now, if you felt like running a promotion for the month or changing any of your content, you can make changes at any time. But here, Jordan, within our company, you'll have a team that's actually dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of it. However, everything does start with me. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. Okay?
Okay.
So as I was mentioning, again, it's a month-to-month program, $249 a month. That rate will never change no matter how long you're with us. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. I feel it's something, you know, you would want to take advantage of today and give a shot. So that way we can prove it to you, right?
Yeah, do you have any examples of your work that I could check out?
Like as far as like the website design, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me grab one for you. So the websites that we build to, right, they're Google compliant and they're mobile friendly. So the websites are also set up in a way, Jordan, like if you wanted to go on there as well and move some photos around, right, you'll have the ability to do that too. However, we do all the work, right? So that way, obviously, you can focus on your jobs. But it's also created in that sense for the business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on. What I'm doing right now is I'm sending this quick text to you, and it's going to have a link to our website examples to give you an idea of the layout. Now, on the website, we can also add, like, the logos of your Facebook page, you know, so that way they can click on it, go straight to your Facebook from the website. There's a drop-down for them to view the services, your gallery. There's even a form that they could fill out, okay? And it's, you know, when you think about it like this, right, sometimes people are searching while they're at work. They don't have time to call you, but they have some questions. Well, when they fill out that form, you'll receive that information in an email. We don't want you to miss anything, so we call it a hot lead. So you would get that sent to you in an email. So that's also what we call, like, the lead form on the website. Now, the website will adjust to whatever device they're looking at it from, whether it's their iPad or their desktop or their iPhone. It will adjust to that device so it won't look distorted, in other words. Okay? I'm sorry, you had a question?
Oh, no, I was driving and making sure I was going to the right place.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming you're hands-free, I hope.
I am hands-free. Oh, no,
okay,
that is
good.
Right out. No, you're on speakerphone.
Oh, okay. So what are your thoughts so far? Like, how do you feel about the price and what's included in the program, Jordan?
I think it's reasonable.
Yeah. It actually is, considering, I mean, yes, if you were doing Google Ads, you're looking at a much larger investment, right? But I feel with even your targeted areas, this would be a really good start for you. Really good start. What was the question? I'm sorry.
No, he was wondering if this was a Google website or something.
It's not a Google website. It's a Google compliant website. So you know how Google has,
okay,
you got to be compliant with the type, their guidelines, right, for the websites. You can't just be some type of random website. We have to have Google compliant websites only because we are a Google channel partner, so we have guidelines from Google. But it's not, is he asking about, like, the website that you purchased from Google? It's not one of those.
What's the name of the site? Whatever I want, we don't
know yet. In regards to the domain, we do select a domain that's closest to the business name, as I was mentioning to Jordan. Whether it's a .org, .net, or .com, right? He would be given actually choices.
What is the name of your company?
Our company is Local. I'm sorry? The name of our company? I didn't mean to interrupt you. You had a question aside from that?
Our company. The name of your company. How many current customers do you have?
Our company is Local Splash. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. We have over 10,000 businesses that we've assisted with throughout the 20 years we've been in business. You can look us up on Google as well.
How many in Michigan?
Not for the painting category. We don't have any right now. That's why we're calling out through the area, sir.
Okay.
But we do work with... Yeah, no, that's a great question to ask. I embrace the questions. I don't mind. Yeah, we have been in business now 20 years. So we assist a lot of businesses. We're talking from like general contractors, plumbers, electricians, roofers, landscape. I'm sorry?
How long does it normally take to set up a website?
Yeah, great question. And I'm sorry, I didn't get your name, so I apologize if I'm calling you sir. I don't want to offend anybody. Okay. So with our timeline, once we get it set up, it takes me like about 10 or 15 minutes. You will also have what we call client interview and onboarding. That appointment's the most important because that's when you speak with the technician in regards to the website, the Facebook ads, the areas of target, the keywords and search terms. Now, that appointment does take longer, about 30 to 40 minutes. But we do schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. From the time that you conduct your client interview, which I try to push for you guys to have it done the same day by no later than the following day, because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. So directory submission, and that includes with building the business Facebook page, 5 to 7 days. Also, you're able to track your results during that time as well. 7 to 14 days is when the Facebook ads as well as your website is live and visible, which can already start generating phone calls for you. As far as with the local listing, the Google Local Map business page, with getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, we're going to always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. And this is written in our terms and conditions that we send you in writing. However, yes, at times I have seen where it has happened sooner, but I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver.
45 days for to 64 to start.
45, it's going to be 45 to 60 days for, I'm going to say, for full fruition. Keeping in mind, because the local map listing with the verification process and all that does take a little bit longer, but we also know it's important for you guys to start getting calls as quickly as you can, too. So that's why we're able to do the directory submission within the 5 to 7 and the Facebook ads and website up and running within the 7 to 14. It's the local map listing, that first page, that takes a little bit longer because we're having to get you through that whole verification process. But have I seen it happen sooner sometimes? Yes, I have. But I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days.
Okay. Is there any way you can call me back to do this? Because tomorrow I'm going to be, or maybe Sunday.
Well, we're not here Saturday and Sunday. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which you're, in fact, 3 hours ahead of me. So for you, it would be 10 to 7. I can't tell you if this is going to still be available next week. I mean, I know they're calling out on it. I don't say it to pressure anybody. It's just because they're still calling out on it. So I don't know who they're qualifying next. I looked in the queue. I didn't see anybody qualified yet. So.
Well, I'm just, that way I can do the onboarding stuff and all that.
Oh, the onboarding? So for you and I to create the account, that's like about a 10 to 15 minute phone call. It's the onboarding that takes longer, right? Because that's really where the magic happens. It's not with me, okay? So the client interview, we have appointments Monday through Friday, starting as early as 10 o'clock and as late as 6. Your time, not mine, your time. Tomorrow, how does your schedule look, if you don't mind me asking?
So I have a bathtub in the morning, and then I'm driving to New York.
Okay. Well, you don't need to be in front of the computer for the client interview. I don't know if that helps you any.
Okay, that might help.
Okay. So, I mean, if you can do it while you're driving, you know, of course I want you to be safe, though. Basically, what they're going to be doing is re-verifying all the information that you and I go over in the notes, and they're just going to be talking to you more about the keywords, search terms. I can also start sending you, like, where you would email the photos, like, for your website. And it's pretty much that's what they're going over. It just takes a little bit longer because they're a little bit more detailed. But you don't need to be in front of the computer.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to ask you, Jordan, what's the best email for you? Because this is where we send correspondence from us as well. And it's also where we send your receipt for your tax purposes, to hold on to your receipts.
First Call Painting, LLC, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com?
Yep.
Okay. First Call Painting, LLC, at yahoo.com. Right now, while we're on the call, I'm sending you these two emails, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So that first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to show that the price that I told you is $249 month to month for a platinum package and what's included in that package as well. Okay? Excuse me. And then the second one that I'm sending you, it's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system you can log into any time of the day and be able to track your results with us. So I sent you an example of that, okay? Now, I'm also going to send you a text, and not now, but when you do have time, I want you to lock in our phone number, okay, in your contacts under Local Splash. So you're going to receive this text right now with our phone number, the 877 number. Our hours of operation, as I mentioned, are Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which your time zone being 3 hours ahead is going to be 10 to 7. All right? Now, in that text message, I have also included your username and your password for when you're tracking your results. Your username is going to be your phone number with no dashes altogether and no one before the area code, just your phone number. And then it shows that your password is all lowercase, one word, cool social. Okay? So please make sure you save that number when you do get a chance. All right? Now, Jordan, aside from yourself, is there anyone else that you would like to authorize on your account that could call in and make changes in case, in the event, you're not able to call in and make a change? Or is it just going to be you?
Just me for now.
Okay. And Jordan, your name, you spell it the traditional way, J-O-R-D-A-N?
Correct.
And your last name?
U-L-R-I-C-H.
Ulrich? Did I mispronounce that? Or Ulrich?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the number for clients to contact you on, and this is the best number for us to reach you as well, is the 734-330-3121?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your company name, are you going to want it to read as First Call Painting with the LLC or without?
What?
And it's really your preference, what you guys prefer.
No, that's fine.
Okay, so without the LLC. Okay. Now, when we're verifying you through Google, Google's going to require an address. The address, especially if it's your home address, is hidden. The only time an address shows is when it's a storefront. What is the address that's associated with the business?
6564 East Michigan Ave.
Uh-huh.
Lot number 80.
Okay.
Saline, Michigan. 48176.
Okay. And I'm putting this to be hidden. Okay. All right. Now, looking at the calendar for tomorrow, what time do you think would work for you for your client interview? Do you want something like late in the afternoon, midday? Because I know you mentioned you have something in the morning, right? I think a bathtub refinish you're doing.
Yes. So it would have to be after 1 my time.
After 1? Okay. So I do have an appointment available. Let's take a look here. I have 2 to 3. I have a 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7 your time.
So, like, if some, I mean, probably... What was your earliest one?
The earliest one is 10 to 11.
Oh.
That's the very earliest appointment. And I know you you mentioned you're doing that refinishing. So there is a 2 to 3 o'clock appointment.
Okay.
There is 2 to 3, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7?
Let's do
the 2 to 3. 2 to 3. Now listen, Jordan, even if we called you tomorrow, right, when we call you, we'll call you between 2 and 3 o'clock your time. But let's just say you're in the middle of something and you can't take the call. You need 10 more minutes or you need to reschedule it for 4 o'clock. Just pick up the call and say, listen, can you guys call me back? We'll call you right back. Or will we schedule it for a later time? Whatever's going to work for you. Okay? I'm sending you right now a calendar invite for that, so this way you already have that time. Now, as I mentioned to you, again, it's going to be from an 877 number, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour. Okay? So let me get that sent over to you. And you don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know what time we're calling you. I'll send you a reminder, too, an hour before, Jordan. So this way, in case if it slips your mind, you're aware that we're calling you within the next hour.
Okay.
Your business name is catchy. The first call, Painty. Yeah, I like it. I mean, some business names, it's like, you know, there's some that stick to you, in a sense. How did you pick your name? Do you mind if I ask?
Well, it was always told to me that, like, I don't know if this is from when there was a yellow book or to pick one that was early in the alphabet, right?
Yeah.
So when
yeah.
You were looking up painting, you would pick an A or B, C, D, E, or F, you know, like try to get
right
that first.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember a lot of businesses started their name with AAA, AA, you know, because they wanted to be in the first pages. But it is a very catchy business name. Okay. Now, you're very welcome. Now, Jordan, I do want to go over, before we start going over the billing, I want to go over the notes for my technician, just because I want to start getting an idea of, so that way they know where to start from, right? So what I've listed, obvious interior, exterior painting, when it comes to handyman repairs, is there anything specific?
No, it can be anything.
Okay. I know bathtub refinish is a plus one for you, too.
It is.
Yeah, my husband, he watched a YouTube video, right? And he bought stuff from Home Depot. Oh, my God. It took forever. Yeah.
How's it holding up?
You know, it's holding up okay. He did it about a year ago. I could kind of see where it's, like, starting to come off, you know? Because it's not, like, probably what you're doing.
No, well, it is, but it's not. So
right. You're more the expert, right? I mean, God bless my husband. He tried. He does dialysis, so he's got to constantly be doing something to kind of, like, take the anxiety, the edge off, you know? So, you know, good thing I have two bathrooms, right? Because we were without the tub for about a week. Because he was, like, doing it in steps, and I was, like, of course, behind him critiquing everything, you know? Which, yeah.
I have quality control. I got quality control, too.
I know.
See, there's women around tell us what to do. See,
yeah.
It isn't so.
Right? That's why he was like, can you just go over there? So, yeah. Is it residential and commercial painting that you do as well? Both, right?
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you a question on that.
Yeah.
Can he emphasize that, like for a commercial that he's got insurance, he's insured and all that, so they know
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll even put that on the website. Yeah.
Refinishing. Yeah. Because as long as they see that they can just call him up, they don't have to worry about legalities and whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is. Absolutely. I agree with you on that. And that was going to be one of my questions, if you're licensed and insured or if in the process. So insurance, yes. Any licensing at all other than the LLC, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And then, now, your Facebook, Jordan, when we create the business Facebook page, we actually create it through your personal page. So this way you have access to it, but no one's going to see your personal page, right? It's just how they're all created. So this way you're the owner of that Facebook page. Are you just under Jordan Ulrich, or is there, do you know what your profile photo looks like?
Yeah. It's me and my son.
Okay.
We got dinosaurs in the background.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll take a look, see if I can find that.
Oh, she's going to know what I look like.
Well, when you see the email I sent you, you're going to see my photo on my email, so. Let me see. Oh, I found it. Is it at the Little Caesars Arena or something on the top it says? There's dinosaurs in the background. Okay, perfect. All right. And then, now, do you guys already have a business logo?
I do, but I have it on my business card. I don't know if they really let me just have.
Well, I mean, if you want us to use that logo, send us the photo of the business card, or we can create you one similar to it. I mean, it doesn't cost you more money, in other words, if you need a business logo.
Okay.
I'm going to put that you have a business, has business logo on business card. But again, if you want them to make you a new one, just tell them, hey, can you guys make me something and see what you guys come up with? And if you like it, great. And if you don't, you don't have to go with it.
Okay.
All right. And then let's see here. Question?
Do you guys have set up any sites? Do they have any type of extensive marketing expertise?
Yes. So the guys that are building the websites, everything's done within our company. They don't outsource it, right? So the layout of the website that you see, the design is what the layout is. So
I'm curious if they target different demographic groups, you know, or if they specialize their ads to catch the eye of different demographics.
Facebook ads. So with the Facebook ads, and great question, with the Facebook ads, you could retarget an audience by interest, income level, by location. You could pick specific areas.
For example, his painting, you know, I'm sure that he'd rather target private homes more than he would anything else. But with the tub refinishing, the tub and sink refinishing, it would be just as much of an emphasis on both, if not more, the business.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, and we definitely, I mean, and you know, when you think about also homeowners, right? I mean, those are the ones that are more than likely also going to pay, right, for painting. Apartment complexes, townhomes, you know, definitely, they're very targeted.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, no worries. Great question, though. Thank you for asking. Now, for the targeted areas, okay, Facebook will always target as far as 50 miles, right? Do you want to put it at the 50 miles, or do you want to go 30? What do you want? You can change it at any time. If you feel you started at 50 and you need to scale it back, we can scale it back.
Well, let's just do 30 because I'm in a pretty good area in the 30. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably doesn't matter.
Do you want me to put phone and text?
Yes.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
I'll be down for 7 days a week.
Okay. Any particular time?
Eight to eight.
Eight to eight? Okay, perfect. And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do like cash, checks, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App, PayPal?
Yep.
So I'm going to put cash. Do you do checks? Does anyone even write out checks anymore? I think my mom's the only one.
I do get checks, believe it or not. I do.
My mom still writes out checks. She won't. I try to set her up with doing. She doesn't listen. She's like, nope, nope. I do it my way. Okay. Do you do Zelle?
I do.
Any credit cards? I love Zelle because it goes straight to your account. You know? Any credit card or debit payments?
I think you can do that stuff through PayPal, right?
Oh, so you have PayPal? You want me to notate that on there? If you have PayPal, you should be able to.
Right, yeah, I have PayPal.
Okay. All right, perfect.
I mean,
okay.
Most people have quite a variety of ways to pay you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Jordan, before I take down the billing information, I'm going to walk you through. It's a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we'll also send in writing with your invoice. So this is going to go over the amount that you're paying today, the billing date. It's going to also state, I'll be stating that it's a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay. I'm also going to state in there that if you choose to cancel or pause the account, just make sure you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay. When I am walking you through it, I want you to do me a favor. If there is anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me and you say, Nadine, what does that mean? This way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Thank you. First Call Painting, LLC, or what?
Do you want it with the LLC included?
That's fine.
Okay. So just to confirm, First Call Painting LLC is how you would like it to be listed, correct?
Correct.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jordan Ulrich, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jordan, it's really important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Wait, are you going to sell my number to somebody else?
No. Let me explain what this means. When you start having more online presence, right, we're not going to tell you that you're not going to have another company that's going to try to call you, right, to try to sell you other online marketing. They're not associated with us, right? We're never going to call you to ask you for more money, is what we're saying. However, we want you to keep that open communication with us, right? It's important that we keep that line of communication open. So, like, if we have an update for you, we're going to call you. If you have a question, we want you to call us. If you have an update as well or some photos you want updated, we want you to call us. If you need to run a promotion for the month, we want you to call us so that we can run that campaign for the promotion. Okay?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to ask you if you're selling any of this information to any other local businesses. This is about money. And if no, so what you're saying is that if any other businesses call him, it's from seeing his stuff advertised on the site, correct?
Correct, because, well, we're not,
that's
what we're
all
saying
you
is, and that's why I'm explaining. So just, if someone were to call you, Jordan, this is what I'm saying, right? No, we're not selling your information, but when you have more online presence, you could get a company calling you that's trying to sell you other marketing. We're not giving them your number to call you. We're not going to ask you for more money. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Does that kind of clarify? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account to protect it, and I want you to get into the habit, whenever local splash calls you, you always need to ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? So your security question, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
It can be my first pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Quincy.
Quincy? Okay.
Yeah.
So, again, whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? That's how you're going to identify if it's really us calling you or not. Okay. So going back to that question, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 13th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. As I mentioned, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that would mean is that on March 13th, 2025, your second payment would be charged in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number I texted you to save in your contacts under local splash. And that number is 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There will be no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to go over the billing. Jordan, the card that you're going to use for the payment, is it in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
For today, I just use my personal account.
Okay. And is it just your name on it, Jordan Ulrich, or is there like a middle initial?
Jordan Ulrich will work.
Just first and last name, right? I'm sorry, the phone cut out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it the same billing address as the address you gave me earlier, the 6564?
It is.
Okay. And is that Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5175-4517-7587-9581.
Expiration month and year?
0929.
And the CVV code on the back?
613.
Okay. So I'm just updating it, and then I'll process the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get a receipt. There's going to be a series of text messages that are going to come through and emails. The one that I need you to find, there's going to be two of them. One's going to say initial invoice, and then the other one is going to say action photos needed, okay? So it's whichever one comes up first, I'll let you know, because they're just going to be coming in just a second. Computer's a little slow here.
That was my help.
Aw. Me or your helper?
Don't ask.
My husband always tells me, slow down, Nadine, slow down. You're too fast. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, let me tell you, my husband is almost 6'3", and I'm like 4'11 and a half. So when we're walking, who do you think walks faster?
Oh, yeah.
Well, his legs are longer than mine, you know? I'm like, well, what do you expect?
A piggyback ride.
Our neighbor one day cracked us up. He's like, yeah, don't flatter yourself. Because she's like, I thought she was your daughter this whole time. He's like, don't flatter her.
Take it when you can get it.
Right? Amal, when you get to be my age, I'll take it. I'll take the win. Okay, so just waiting for it to go through. And then what's going to happen is, so I'll start explaining what one of them is. When this one comes through, okay, it's going to say initial invoice. It should be coming through any second. Who's driving? You, Jordan? Or your friend?
I'm driving.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay. I just want you to be safe. So there's one that's going to come through right now. It should have already came through, the initial invoice, and then there's one that says action photos needed, whichever one came through first. I know you got a bunch of them. And then we're almost done. And it'll say, Dear Jordan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
I got the invoice.
Okay, so you're going to open that up. And then it just goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And about two sentences down, Jordan, there's going to be where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that. Excuse me. When you click on it, it should open up a page that's asking, that'll say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now, I want you to scroll towards the bottom, like in the middle somewhere. It should have mobile phone, and make sure it's your phone number listed in that box.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's two boxes right below it. The first box says that you agree to receive text messages from us, SMS messages, so you'll click in that box. Now, the other box, what it says is you're certifying that you're the authorized user, holder, signer of the credit card, that your information is true and correct, so you'll click on that. And then at the very bottom, there's an arrow that says sign. You're going to click in the box next to it and type your name. And it should open up a page telling you to put the username and password. You see that?
Yeah.
So this is where you log in to track your results with us. Remember, your username is your phone number, okay, with no dashes. And you could try it right now if you want while we're on the phone. And no one before the area code. Now, the password, all lowercase, one word, cool, C-O-O-L, and then social, S-O-C-I-A-L. Okay?
Okay.
So that's how you'll log in. All right? Now, when you go in there right now, it might tell you to come back, or it might have some of your information there. Keep in mind that I would start looking in it within 5 to 7 days because the technicians are going to be working on it. So that's where you could start viewing your profiles and stuff. Upload pictures there if you wanted to, okay? Or you email them to us.
Okay.
All right. Now, there's one other one I need you to find, and it says action, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay.
Now, we are going to require photos from you. We send you a list of pictures that we need. Some of these photos you might not have, and that's okay. You just send us the ones that you do. So send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a photo of your LLC, your business insurance. I'm also notating for them to list that you're insured as well, okay? Because I know that your friend mentioned that that's a real plus for you as well, and I agree too, especially with the commercial jobs. Now, there, you might not do invoicing. That's okay. Don't worry about that. On that list, just send us what you can. Oh, you do? Perfect. Send us, like, your invoicing, but not with your client's information on it, okay? Now, right now, I'm sending you this text that'll say, send photos to... And I'm going to put our email that you can send them to, and we'll know exactly that it's coming from for your account. So it's going to be photos@localsplash.com. I'm going to text it to you so that way you have it there too, okay, to make it easier for you as well. All right? So just a reminder, tomorrow we'll call you between 2 and 3 o'clock your time. If for some reason you need a few more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, guys, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, or we need to reschedule for later, and we'll reschedule you, okay? If I'm not on a call or in the meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, then they know to call you directly, and I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just so that way you know it's coming up in the next hour, okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our Local Splash family. It's been such a pleasure, Jordan, to speak with you and Sir in the background. Because I never got his name.
Father's name, Sir.
All right. Did either one of you have any other questions before I let you gentlemen go?
Yeah, my cool social that was all lowercase, no space in between.
Yes. No space in between. All one word. Okay?
All righty.
All right. I hope you guys have a very blessed day, and please drive safely.
Yeah, we got snow.
All right. I know. We got rain over here. It's coming down hard. You know, California's not used to rain.
Don't you need that rain?
We need it. We need it bad. We need it really bad. But from what I understand, I think our governor's been holding the water. Apparently. I don't know. According to Trump, we've had water. They've just been withholding it. I don't know. It's all a mess over here, but it'll get better. I'm confident it's going to get better.
I hope so.
I do. I'm holding on to that.
Damn, to just get everybody out of there so they can rebuild the city how they want.
Oh, did you, you know, right? I was thinking that too. Do you know that they already sold the first property in the Palisades? You don't even want to know for how much. You don't even want to know for how much. They put it up. They put the property for $400,000. Those are $1 million homes that were out there. $1 million homes, right?
Wow.
And of course the home's gone, but the property sold. The property sold for $400,000. And the guy got offered $500,000. They were high bidding him to get the property. And that's the first one. Because they want to make it, what is it, a smart city?
Yep.
I refuse to drive a smart car. I drive gas guzzlers.
me too. I got a van, a Yukon.
Well, if you've got all that, you still got a stupid owner. I mean, what the hell?
I heard the electric cars are fast, though. If you get I heard they're very peppy.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to hear a little bit of noise in my car, and they just sound weird. My daughter drives a Tesla, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that, honey. I'm not comfortable with the car driving for me. I'm sorry.
It's kind of crazy, yeah. I've seen some of those videos.
No kidding, huh? All right, guys. Well, have a great day. We will talk with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.